Editor-in-Chief of Field & Stream magazine, Colin Kearns, talks about great stories. He calls them gifts of the wild.
Great stories. It's a sort of a little franchise that we have at Field & Stream. And it's been a few years since we've done a story collection like this. There's not a ton of stuff to do during these couple months for outdoorsmen. There's some waterfowl hunting you can do, maybe some ice fishing, but all in all, there's not a whole lot out there. So we use this issue as a chance to just give readers a whole bunch of really good stories. And the theme of this year's version of The Great Stories is called Gifts of the Wild. And that could really mean all sorts of things. The gift of spending a really good day on the water or in the woods, or the gift of a friendship that you made through hunting or fishing, or an actual literal gift, a piece of gear that someone gave you, or something like that. There's about 20 or 22 stories. Some are longer than others, some are really short, that in some way or another are about the gift of the wild. Bill Heavey wrote about the first fishing rod and reel that he was given on his 21st birthday. David Petzl writes about the gift of having a day off when you're at camp. He was at a caribou camp and he tagged out early and he just got to spend the next couple days being lazy at camp and just enjoying the outdoors. For me personally, I wrote about the first beer I ever had after a good day of fishing. Just little memories like that that stick with you.
Wish I could remember my first beer, but that's another story. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.